Hello, in this video we'll have a look on the Office 365 themes and how we can use them to control the behavior or the branding in some level across individual services in Office 365. Right now I'm in my dev site and the easiest way to get access on the Office 365 themes is to go to your administrative site. So let's go to my admin site using the App Launcher. So I'm going to click to admin. So I'm actually getting to my admin site, and from the admin site we're able to then access this Office 365 theme settings. Here we go, and in my left navigation we can see a company profile, click location, or in the top right corner we can see the Contoso edit. Either way you will land on the same exact same page, and within the page we're able to modify the organizational names and organizational information. But what's actually more interesting is the custom theming. So this is now right now set to use out of the box custom theming, but we're able to then modify some of these colors and some of the settings whatever we like, based on the business requirements and based on the look and feel, what's relevant for your site itself. So as an example, we might do something really funky and modify the location looking like this one. So we do have a purple and yellow and a black changes within the theme, and clicking the save, and this will actually take a while to get reflected across individual services. But as a rule of thumb, now if we go to the Delve as an example, we will see that the Delve is actually applying or using the same theming settings which we were setting in an administrative UI. So it slightly again depends on the service type, how the service is actually, or which services you're using from Office 365, how fast that will adapt the change in the top bar on the suite bar navigation. But as you can see, it only controls the higher level navigation and higher level settings based on those configurations which we're applying in the admin UI. And I can easily modify that slightly more. I could add a background image on the top bar as well, or I could actually modify or add an icon there with the company logo in the top bar as well, which will be then consistent across individual services within Office 365. So I'm going to click right now, remove custom theming, so that we get to the normal out-of-the-box status, and then we're able to continue the working from there. And that's really quick introduction on Office 365 theming, where is it actually available, and how you can actually see that, and how it reflects across individual services within your Office 365 deployment.